Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of M365 Voice. This is the holiday recovery episode, otherwise known as 2025. What are we looking forward to in the first half?
Yeah, it's been a while. Hopefully everyone had a good vacation.
I forgot to introduce who I was. We're starting this off great in January. I'm Sarah Hazy.
And I am Mike Madrani.
And I'm Antonio Mayo.
We've forgotten how this went.
Yeah.
We've all been off.
Our audiences already know the sequence probably now.
So we thought for this first episode of 2025 that we would, in a round robin style, we would talk about some of the Microsoft 365 roadmap items that are scheduled to land in the first half of 2025 that we are very excited about. So I think we're just going to go around in order and talk about that. And
that sounds good. There's lots coming in the roadmap, like lots and lots.
Yeah,
it's hard to only pick a few to be able to talk about. So by no means do we think these are the only interesting ones, but they're ones that each of us were excited about for different reasons. So ready to go?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay. All right, I can lead off. One of the ones that I'm really excited about, currently scheduled for a preview December of 2024, rollout start in June of 2025, is the ability to see Viva Engage content in your Copilot results. So what I love about this is for organizations, of which I work with several, that use Viva Engage heavily, to be able to enable employee conversations, question answering, engagement and ideas. When you search in Copilot or query Copilot, it will actually pull content from Viva Engage as a content source, as well as your other areas. And I believe it's actually going to denote what is from Viva Engage in those Copilot results. And it'll be available in web, Android, and iOS.
Nice. I think that one brings up a really important point. There's actually a lot of misunderstandings out in the market around what content sources Copilot does support. Mm-hmm. There's lots that it doesn't. And this is one, like many people would have thought that it already supported Viva Engage posts. But so this is a great addition.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that if you're an organization who uses Viva Engage, and I mean that broadly, because you don't use Viva Engage might not mean that others in your organization aren't using Viva Engage.
Exactly.
But for those companies that do use it, there's a lot of intellectual property in Viva Engage that's not written in a file. Yeah. Similarly, like Microsoft Loop, for example, there's a lot of intellectual property that might exist in that in Microsoft Loop that doesn't exist in files stored in your OneDrive or SharePoint files or Microsoft Teams files. So I'm really excited about being able to consume this Viva Engage content and then let me, as someone who's using Copilot, decide if that content is valuable to me, leveraging Copilot.
Very true.
This brings up an interesting question. I don't know if this has changed, but for a long time, Copilot did not search by SharePoint metadata. If you had metadata assigned to your documents, Copilot actually would not find content based on that. Do you guys know, is that still the case? Because I know towards the end of last year it was.
I have not heard anything about metadata in Copilot yet.
Okay. Mm-mm. So I would assume that's still the case, that it's not searching based on SharePoint metadata.
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, it just reemphasizes the point that it's important, I think, to know what data sources is Copilot using. And Sarah, the one that you brought up, that Viva Engage is being added, is a great addition to that.
Right. And here's the thing. If you work for a mid to large size company and there's quite a bit of Viva Engage usage, you likely are unaware that there might be meaningful content in Viva Engage that would be relevant, in which case having Copilot surface it saves you the time and effort of having to go and look for it and discover if there's anything there that is of value for what you're doing. So even better.
It's a very, very important point here, and it might drive more user engagements with Viva Engage, right? Because if you are an organization and if you're not focused on Viva Engage and you don't visit it often, and you search for something and you get any results from Viva Engage, that would drive probably some more user adoptions to Engage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed. I oftentimes say, whenever I speak about VivaEngage, using VivaEngage in your organization is like the difference between having a black and white TV or a color TV back in the day. Because I think VivaEngage, the types of dialogues and conversations that you have, it just brings color into what you're talking about. Whether that's a user asking a question about how to do something from a work perspective, or sharing a cooking recipe, or that they just completed a marathon and the celebratory picture of that happening, it provides color, it provides context, and it just enriches the conversation. So I'm glad that they're bringing that through to Copilot.
Agreed. I'll go next. Prioritizing the inbox by Copilot. So the preview is in March 2025, and this rollout will start in June 2025. And you will be able to prioritize high or low priorities of your inbox, items in your inbox. And you can do it from web, desktop, or iOS, Android. So you will be able to create some priorities in your inbox, and it basically gives you, when you say, give me the high priority versus low priority based on the context of the actual messages, rather than if you have highlighted it as high, if it's been highlighted as important or not. So I think that's a and cool
might really
feature.
Change how people work with their email. But do you really think, Mike, this would help you?
Definitely, it will make my life awesome. It was good. It was really great. It will make my life awesome just to go through 45,000 emails and see which one is higher priority or not. And
it's going to serve like us some high priority email you haven't replied to from like 2017 or something.
The day I look at Mike's inbox will be the day I declare email bankruptcy and just start over. But I really do think that this might lead people to eventually changing the paradigm of how they work and engage with their email, because if this context-rich reporting and tagging really works well, it makes things so much easier. And I know we've talked about, if you're gone for an extended vacation or a leave of absence from work and you come back, like, this could really help you to catch back up.
Yep,
exactly.
So, Mike, that feature, how do you invoke that? Would that be through Copilot and Outlook? Or Copilot in Teams, or
the so far isn't in Outlook. Okay. I'm pretty sure it will be available at some point in Teams as well, but it is in Outlook, whether you're using Outlook desktop on your mobile device or web.
Okay, very cool.
Definitely helps if you're away for a while on vacation and you come back and you want to prioritize your emails. And very, very helpful solution.
Does it actually assign a priority to the emails?
I think so. I think it does.
Cool.
I think it does. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so I've got one. So something that's in preview this month, January 2025, and being the security and compliance, professional that I am, I'm going to focus on some purview features here. So one that's coming in January in preview is they're going to surface insider risk management alerts in the mm-hmm. Defender XDR portal. So this is one challenge that we've had some of our clients run into, where DLP surfaces alerts, Defender surfaces alerts, every Defender mm-hmm. surfaces alerts, IRM surfaces alerts, QNH appliances surfaces alerts. And in the past, you had to go to many different alert panels to see these. And some of these would make it all the way to Sentinel, and you could see them if you had Sentinel deployed as your SIEM, but some didn't. So until now, Insider Risk Management, or IRM, all of its alerts were surfaced in the Insider Risk Management panel. And they're going to now start to surface them in the Defender XDR panel, which is kind of becoming this central place where a security team, a SOC team, can go to view alerts and action alerts and incidences, which are two different things. And that'll probably mean that they'll get to Sentinel as well. So that's a cool announcement that I like. It's supposed to start rolling out in April of this year, but it's in preview this month.
I like it. I have one about OneDrive and Copilot. I know at Ignite, one of the things that we were excited about and that we talked about was the ability to deploy Copilot agents in SharePoint. In April 2025, on the roadmap, feature ID number 469503, I guess I should mention that, they're going to have agents in OneDrive. So this would be the ability to build an agent that uses files and content stored in your OneDrive. And then you would have the ability to build, use, and share that agent. So just similar to agents for SharePoint sites, you can use to point to content on a SharePoint site or your entire SharePoint site and build a Copilot agent that you can query and interact with. You can also do that with your OneDrive content and share it. I love this because despite the fact that I may have a master's in library science, you know, my OneDrive is not always as organized as I would like it to be. And sometimes I need a little help finding my own files.
I love this feature as well because if you want to go through your, I keep a lot of things in OneDrive as well. And if I want to go reference any previous documentations or projects I've done, I have to go and remember which client so I can actually create then some such an agent for my own use to go find that kind of information. But for what you mentioned that you can share that, you can share the agent with others, which means that if you're sharing the agents with others, you still have to make sure that the people who is receiving that file have also access to the content. Otherwise, it would be useless.
Yep.
Exactly.
But I like it. I like it.
Me too.
Copilot pages in OneNote. I always had doubt that if in OneNote, Copilot is going to come to OneNote at all. But it is coming. It is coming in March 2025, and only 3 months from now, or 2 months from now.
I so, love it.
It's awesome. OneNote has high usage. There are a lot of notebooks, a lot of sections, and you can have, if you are using it heavily in projects, which I know one client, for every project they do, that all they do is OneNote. They live in OneNote. So that would be really, really useful to go and do some summarizations of the pages or the actual sections.
One reminder for everyone is please make sure that you're storing your OneNote notebooks in Microsoft 365, because I'm going to guess that this feature won't do you much good if M365 can't see what's in your notebook.
Correct. Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, it is, again, commercial. It's not just for consumer.
So I got another one. It's another Purview one. This, I think, resolves a challenge that we've run into with clients deploying data lifecycle management and records management for years. So for those that have deployed retention labels, you'll know that manually applying a retention label always overrides an automatically applied retention label. So if you have a manually applied retention label to a document, an automated policy that iterates through and looks at KQL or properties or whatever cannot change the label on that content. And the reality of records management is that over time, retention schedules change. They evolve, they get modified, they adapt, they get expanded. And if you already have a large bulk of content where you've applied retention labels for a couple of years and your retention labels change, actually changing those labels on the content themselves is really hard because your automated policies are not going to change anything that was manually applied, right? And if something already had something manually applied, an automated policy is not going to change it to something else. So a new feature that's coming. It was supposed to have gone into preview last year. I didn't see it go into preview. It says rollout supposed to start in September of this year is a bulk replacement feature for retention labels. So if you have retention labels applied to lots of content in your environment, you'll be able to bulk replace that label with another label.
From
the records management standpoint is really good, especially in large environments.
Global find
it's
and
so
replace.
Painful now.
Basically, yeah, global find and replace for retention labels. That's kind of how you think of it. Yeah. So that's a really good one. You'll be able to define it through KQL or static or adaptive scope. So the KQL allows you to specify expressions that look at properties and metadata for documents and then apply a retention label based on that. So we've been asking for this for years. So I'm very excited that this is finally coming.
Yay. Very, very useful.
I like it.
It's painful now. It's very painful.
It is. We do it through PowerShell scripts right now. And that requires, you know, those are things that we don't do often because it requires an admin running a PowerShell script across your entire tenant.
And wouldn't this be able to, I'm going to invent some things that don't exist today, but wouldn't this also be a solution for if you need to mature your retention labels? Meaning sometimes when organizations release sensitivity labels or retention labels, the organizations evolve and change over time, and they need to change their sensitivity labels or refine their retention labels. And this enables you to actually do that somewhat more elegantly. I mean, it's going to be difficult no matter what, but
Very much. You're absolutely right, Sarah. Like often we'll roll out retention labels in kind of a smaller set of labels initially, and they get applied broadly. And then afterwards they want to move into, you know, using a more robust retention schedule with more labels, but you already have a bunch of content that's already labeled.
It's like retention label lifecycle management.
Exactly. Support. Yes. Yeah. And to be clear, it only applies to retention labels. It does not apply to sensitivity labels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have another one. Viva Engage coming in April 2025. Another one in Viva Engage is user level mute. This would be very handy in my life so that I could, for example, mute Mike in all of his Viva Engage posts and in my Viva Engage feed and digest.
I just didn't appreciate
Mike's commentary about how he manages his email. I could say, I don't agree with Mike. I'm going to mute him in Viva Engage. But if you are a leader in my organization and set up as a leader in Viva Engage, which is actually a formal designation, you can't mute leaders. So as long as Mike isn't my leader, I would have the ability to mute him. Now, in reality, I've never wanted to mute Mike, but there are times he wants to mute me, I'm quite sure.
There'll be other ways to send my message across.
Nice.
But that's actually pretty useful feature. My favorite one is, just looking at it right now, Copilot in Teams can analyze content shared on screen during a meeting. That's coming up next month. So not only...
Teams.
You have to record the meeting. And if you're sharing content, along with the video,
does it matter how you share it? Can it be an image that you're showing, or does it have to be? It'll desktop, scrape the content whatever. Shared during the meeting, even exactly. Not like just PowerPoint Live or something.
The same PowerPoint Live will be available at a later date, along with Whiteboard.
Okay.
But any documents, desktop, shared on the screen, Copilot will be able to analyze that content as well.
That's cool.
That is very cool. I love this.
That is very cool.
So imagine that someone shared something and you don't want to go to your recording, and then you say, okay, I remember they said something about this. You can go and ask Copilot, and it's going to bring up that option for you.
What did Mike share during that meeting?
Exactly.
Wow. Does that ever seem like a high maturation level feature? Yeah. Like that feels like a 700 level feature right there.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Or they're giving an example, rewrite the paragraph shared on the screen, incorporating the feedback from the chat.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Sorry, say that one more time, Mike.
They're giving an example here saying that rewrite the paragraph shared on the screen, incorporating the feedback from the chat. So it will take the paragraph shared on the screen with the feedback on the chat, they're talking about it, and it gives you a summary about that and can rewrite that paragraph for you.
That's cool. Got to try that.
It is really cool. That's coming up February 2025, so it's really, really soon.
Very cool.
Nice.
So just the last one from me, and this is outside of the purview and security space, but some of you know, last year I blogged a little bit on Viva Amplify. I have a fascination with Viva Amplify. And a feature that is rolling out in May of this year is for campaign members to be able to actually publish their publications to Viva Engage. So that was not available in the actual rollout, but that is coming, which is great. Like, I always thought it should have been part of the initial release, but I get that it takes work to add that as additional publishing destination. So that's a cool one. Looking forward to.
I love that one because I and I know I've talked about this before, but VivaEngage is a great opportunity for you to be able to get more eyeballs on your content. So being able to publish communications and use VivaEngage to surface those communications just expands your audience of people who may see it. Because if you write it and they don't see it, doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. I like this one. I think that we should circle back on this topic, especially as we near the middle of 2025, to look forward to things that we're looking forward to on the roadmap coming up in the latter half of 2025. Good topic.
Great idea.
Awesome.
Thank you, everyone. We hope to see you on another episode of M365 Voice soon. Have a good day.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.